Good evening, everyone. We have been, we're reaching the end of really quite a remarkable journey. It's a journey that we started because we were bold enough. We were bold enough to take the material presented in the book, The Hidden Work by E.J. Gold, and to take the powerful suggestion in the chapter 14 of that book, where he says, talks about angelic training. Well, we're players. We're players, okay? We're skilled. And because of that, we decided, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. Could we do what he's talking about? Could we? And the most important thing, there are two things that I want to point out that are very important. One thing is that to work in group, all right? Not necessarily to work with your best buddy or anything like that, but you work in a group founded and based upon a common desire to understand something on the next level. So what we did, and we in fact have begun to do that. So in doing that, we were able to create seven choirs of angels that represent the seven celestial halls that are represented on page 149 of this book. It's a bold experiment, and I think that, I don't know that any of us really were angel people to start with. I don't know, we didn't ever have that conversation, but didn't really come up in the last 2 years of conversation about stuff, but certainly it seemed to work. Now, let me qualify what I mean by that. A lot of thinking about spiritual work is either or. Oh yeah, we do know about the Archangel Haniel. Or, yes, we can penetrate and invoke Cassiel perfectly. No. What we've done is we've cracked open a few doors and a little light has come in. We're working with various energetics. Dan, can you pull up the email that I sent around? Oh, never mind.
Do you have a copy of it?
Never mind. Here we go. So, the author tells us and suggests to us that we can begin to somehow work with this material. Well, then let us somehow begin that work. Let us try, rather than sit on the sidelines and let others do it. Let's experiment, actually together and experiment, forming groups and letting those groups then function in a certain way. On the top of page 147 of The Hidden Work, the chapters 14, Angelic Choirs, these initiations into the work of higher dimensions cannot be transmitted by oral information, university style. You got to do something. They can be acquired only by higher use of attention, concentrated in the most intense study of the biological machine. Well, it is temporarily under the influence of the work of higher dimensions. Last week, we had a fine group put together presentation about Cassiel, and the room was charged. The key is, did you apply your second attention, your powerful attention, to now what is happening in my biological machine? were offered the opportunity to enter into an invocation, that opens the door for us to begin utilizing our attention in a special way. But there's nothing mysterious about it, but it does take effort. It takes effort, whatever effort we can put together. So we've taken the time to work with all of the angels. We've covered five of the seven thus far. Tonight we're going to open the door for Gabriel and let him come through and see what
her
what or let her come through,
let her come through.
And let's see what that might bring to us. It we'll get more into that in a minute. And then next week is the Archangel Zadkiel, which will be the final presentation. So part of it is, yes, doing particular work, a presentation about the angels. And you can go on the website. And on the website, there are seven pictures of seven angels. These are just the best ones I could find at the time. And next to each one, I have uploaded presentation material that these groups have put together. There's some powerful material there, right? So avail yourself of that over time. It is a textbook of the work that these individuals have done. It's just the beginning of it. We did open the door. We did make some progress. Our forays into the unknown had some success to it. Acknowledge that. When you acknowledge that, you start to realize the fact, not only, yes, it was a success, but then you begin to realize and you start to own the responsibility of the next step and the work you're doing on behalf of others. So I wanted to point that out before we get started tonight. And it's an important it's just important for us. This is a pragmatic class, and it always has been. And we're going to be working next with Zadkiel. We'll complete the hidden work in a couple of weeks, and then we'll move into the American Book of the Dead, and there'll be several directions that we're going to go in on that time. This weekend, there is a full workshop that begins tomorrow morning at 6:30. And then mostly, I think, it's going to be in Second Life. EJ, on the
Justin TV,
Justin TV.
Start out at 6:30.
On the Justin TV IDHHP channel. And so that'll be for a couple hours in the morning, and then other things will occur during the day. So I encourage you to avail yourself of that opportunity as well. So anyway, let's take down a little bit of the lights. Can we do that? That's great. Yeah. Why don't you bring that here? Can you see? Unless you can see it. We're going to start now, and we're going to the first choir, which represents the Archangel Gabriel, preparing now to give us a presentation. So we're just getting prepared a little bit. And give us just a moment. Go ahead and get that on the camera. Go ahead and mute. Susan, when you think it's the right time, come on in.
Thank you. That was beautiful. So I'm going to share a reading about Gabriel, but first wanted to share a quick just story of how I came to Gabriel. I joined a group in progress, and I had first worked with the angel Haniel, who basically brings us to our real self, and then was introduced to Gabriel, who is the angel of communication. And this angel came to me at such a time. I have all of this paperwork and things to do on a deadline, and I was so blessed to have Gabriel. It's just amazing how the angel works. So here's some more about the angel, Archangel Gabriel. The messenger of spirits, Archangel Gabriel brings us good news in abundance. The energy of Archangel Gabriel is used to draw messages of good news that uplift our spirits and help us to feel more fully connected with the universe, mind, and flow. Gabriel alerts us to be awake and aware, to pay attention to what messages we in turn are giving out to the world and universe each day so that only the best may be sent out to return to us as even more beneficial energies. Gabriel is known as the messenger of God and the bringer of good news and hope. It is this archangel that was said to have appeared to Mary to give her news of the impending birth of Christ. Gabriel brings news of one's spiritual destiny, that which is the soul has agreed to embark upon in this lifetime. Gabriel also teaches us that no destiny is more important than another. It is just a hive of destiny to tend sheep in the field as it is to be a spiritual leader or guru. Gabriel holds the book of knowledge. He has noted in his records the destiny and focus of each individual soul as it was brought into being. This makes the archangel of extreme importance in understanding one's path through life and its overall greater significance. Gabriel is said to appear to those who are ready to grasp and move forward on their destiny. And in so doing, Gabriel brings an ever-increasing abundance of messages and hope that what one is seeking may be manifested or accomplished. Gabriel speaks to many through the heart, not the mind. It is through the voice of emotion when one thinks of the path and feels the heart and soul soaring that Gabriel is bringing the message that is, it is indeed the proper path to pursue. Part of the job of this archangel is to make us more aware that we are always receiving messages from the universe. They are all around us, and yet so often we walk right past the signs and omens that were designed to answer every question or the signpost the way of our greatest success or fulfillment. Working with this angel helps to instill a sense of childlike joy and wonder, turning the process into a game, into which one asks a question of the universe and then sees how many signs one can find in a single day. The means through which the universe and this archangel use to answer questions we have been asking or to send us the signposts. Even simple tasks such as going to the supermarket and noting which items seem to be calling your attention, noting what the person behind or ahead of you in line is saying to someone else, seeing something in the sales rack that relates directly to your question in some way, and shows that the solution or answer takes less time and energy than you may have thought. Gabriel is also bringer of resurrection and the knowledge that nothing ever dies but simply changes to a different form and is born anew in other realms of existence. For those whose life path involves communicating in all its forms, Gabriel is present, helping to keep the airways clear and help the channel to focus upon the highest and purest aspects of the messages. This archangel, when called upon, will greatly assist the channel in tapping into their highest guides and teachers. That information that can truly serve and support others may flow easily. At times, the messages that come through may sound harsh to some, yet Gabriel seeks to bring awareness above all and will use any means possible to get the message in the way of the person needs to grasp their attention. Gabriel has been known to bring messages of good cheer and hope, as well as words and dreams of warning. Yet, as with all things on the level of the universe, he will not interfere with another's free will. It is his purpose to deliver the message and then stand aside and allow the individual to act or not act as they see fit. One knows that it is indeed Gabriel who is speaking when one's emotion comes into play, and taking action brings either a great joy or a profound sense of relief. Gabriel brings us messages, yet we must act upon them in ways that are practical and appropriate. At times, people have difficulty acting upon the messages as they feel steps will be too difficult or the process will take too long instead of focusing on what other treats and surprises that could come out of the steps. Benefits we would never have been made aware of had we not taken those first few steps. As a person found by acting on the messages this angel was sending her, she made a wonderful new friend. She learned how to properly manage her money. Her belief in her ability to create what she desired skyrocketed, and many small gifts and blessings were strewn in her path, all because she chose to heed the messages that the universe and Gabriel were bringing her. She found the process fun and enjoyable, not painful torture as she first assumed it would be. This angel has appeared to you today to bring you messages of hope and good cheer, as well as to signal that it is time for you to begin to become more aware of all the messages that the universe is sending you. You may have need for some answers to some difficult questions, or you may have been wondering if things will ever improve in your life. Gabriel appears to say that they will. Yet you must also look at the theme or focus of the messages you have been receiving so you will know what actions to take. Think carefully about what you are saying to others and what they are saying to you. Do these words serve you or hinder you in your life? Are they positive and uplifting, or do they focus on negativity and lack? Like all angels, Gabriel will never judge you for anything you think or say. Yet she will urge you to focus on those things that bring you a sense of joy, peace, and gratitude for the great mystery that is all of life. Things to watch for when you're working with this angel. Do not be surprised if you hear car horns with increasing frequency, as they are heralds for Gabriel's approach to alert you that news is coming your way that will be highly advantageous if you act upon it. An increase in emails may be quite common when Gabriel is afoot. Often people notice a common thread that runs through each one that it is a signal to pay attention. For example, one is getting numerous emails containing information or news about poor health. This may be a sign that you make sure you're doing all you can to stay healthy. If emails are about financial woes, what are your thoughts about money or prosperity at this time? Everything that comes to you is a message from Gabriel and the universe. You may start to have thoughts popping into your mind that will surprise or even shock you. Yet it is important to note that the stronger emotional reaction you have to them, the more you need to heed them. Ask for further validation and simply watch to see what comes. Notice what you say to others that fits what you have been thinking about. When you ask Gabriel for confirmation that what you have been pondering is true, she always acts swiftly, so heads up. The more you feel inclined to spend time in meditation or reading inspirational books, Gabriel is encouraging you to do so, for she knows how important it is to fill our minds with positive words, for they spill out into every aspect of our lives. One way to work with the energy of Archangel Gabriel is through affirmations. Gabriel loves affirmations, for they inspire us, fill our minds and hearts with hope, and for a more positive present and future, and support us in turning the great power we all carry to manifesting the most wonderful life we can think of. It's truly amazing how effortlessly one's life can change for the better when we focus on the good that life has to offer. Another way to work with Gabriel is to write down a single question that is most pressing for you. At the end of each day, reflect back on all that happened. Was there anything that sticks out as a possible answer? Chances are you will begin to see a note or a thread that runs through your day. This is Gabriel's way of giving your answer. Thank you.
Selection from the creation story verbatim, which is a conversation between Gabriel and the Lord. What would you like to, which part would you like to do?
We probably have time to do both. One of each.
Well, would you like to start off as Gabriel or the Lord? So this is Act 2, Scene 6 of the creation story verbatim, which is a play that was written by UJ many years ago. And was performed generously for years by Kelly and Robert. And I thought it would be good to experience one of the scenes of that. You get a flavor for that interaction between the messenger of God, Gabriel. So, Gabriel, you want to get us started?
Okay. Scene 6. Lord, I might be able to help if I knew what the message was supposed to look like.
Okay. Here it is. This is my new message. Just be what you are and do what you do.
Jesus Christ, Lord. Mankind has waited thousands of years. Civilizations have risen and crumbled. A million half-crazed martyrs were crucified or reduced to mush in a lion's mouth, and Western Europe was crushed for centuries under the iron foot of religious tyranny. And for what, Lord? This is what you call a divine revelation? Be what you are and do what you do? And if they refuse, Lord?
Use force if necessary.
That's where you're going to leave it? You can't do that. It's positively inhuman.
Yeah, inhuman. That's me in a nutshell. A man goes to a psychiatrist, and he tells him, Doctor, you got to help me. Everybody tells me I'm crazy because I happen to be in love with my umbrella. Stop me if you've heard this one, Gabriel.
I've heard this one, Lord.
So the doctor says, no problem. A few years of analysis and we'll be perfectly sane.
I've heard this 1 million of times, Lord.
Perfectly sane. And sure enough, Several years later, the doctor announces that the analysis is complete, the patient is completely cured, and he's no longer in love with his umbrella. Gee, doc, the patient replies, you're right. I feel perfectly sane. I'm free from my neurosis at last. I'm no longer in love with my umbrella. Now, I hate my umbrella. You're not laughing, Gabriel.
I told you, I've heard that joke a million times.
That doesn't mean you can't laugh. Guy walks up to me on the street, says, please, Lord, I haven't had a bite all day. What can I do? I bit him. Another guy walks up to me on the street and he says, please, Lord, I haven't eaten for 3 days. I tell him, force yourself. Listen, Gabriel, I know that no matter what the other angels think, you'll understand.
Understand what, Lord?
You've had a lot of setbacks on this world, just like I have, Gabriel. So I know you'll understand.
Jesus Christ, Lord, what is it? Drop the other shoe, will you? What's gone wrong this time?
I was just getting around to telling you.
Telling me what, Lord? Don't keep me in suspense. I hate suspense. You know I hate suspense.
How soon do you think you could muster the entire heavenly host?
The entire heavenly host. You can't mean the whole damn heavenly host.
Yeah, the entire heavenly host.
But we only muster the entire heavenly host when it's a super crackerjack emergency, like when you had your little misunderstanding with St. Lucy, and the other time when the Red Sea closed in and accidentally drowned your chosen people, the Pharaoh and his army, and we were forced to choose Moses and the Israelites instead.
Yeah, ragtag army, if I ever saw one. Now the Egyptians, they had class. I always try to be on the side of the army with the best uniform. Not a stitch here and there. It's the whole cut, the drape, the choice of fabric. You know, the secret is in the lapels. You cut the lapels right and you got a good uniform. That's true, Gabriel.
But then that means that this is the third greatest emergency since the beginning of creation?
Possibly.
Damn it, Lord. Don't give me that mellow tone. Your mellow tone doesn't mean anything, since no matter what happens, you survive it all anyway. So naturally, you don't identify with events the way us created beings do. But things can't have gone that wrong.
Why can't they have?
Okay, Lord, I can take it. How wrong? What is it this time?
Actually, now that I think about it, really not all that serious, Gabriel.
Holy Toledo, you had me going there for a moment, Lord.
It's just the end of creation.
The end of what?
Of creation, Gabriel.
How could things get this bad?
Maybe there's still something that can be done.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. Replacing the human population of the solar moon Earth with something else, or something.
But you can't have been so concerned about them all this time unless they had some objective purpose, Lord.
They do. They're the only animals that really know how to build a hydrogen bomb.
But why?
So they can blow up their planet.
Blow up their planet? Why would you want them to do that?
It's pretty.
Oh, that I can understand. I can relate to that.
But they probably won't do it. They'll probably blow themselves up before they blow up the planet. I guess I'll have to replace them with something else.
You can't do that, Lord. You can't just wipe out billions of people in the blink of an eye, Lord.
Sure I can, Gabriel. I set it up that way.
What way?
with the blink of an eye.
What?
You said I couldn't wipe out billions of people with a blink of an eye, and I certainly can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can, Gabriel. Watch this. Look, Gabriel. The planet is dissolving right from under them, but what are they doing?
Praying for your help, Lord.
What? And all this time I've been praying for theirs.
Gabriel offers legions of angels to assist you in any area of your life having to do with balance and divine union. He or she offers the sacred marriage of the male and female energies within you, as well as any form of revelation and communication. He especially offers creative solutions for any area of your life where you feel stuck. Archangel Gabriel, please send your angels to help me create new ways to establish divine union within me. I am asking for an angel of trust, so I can remember that there is a way through to harmony in my life. I know that the angel of creative solutions is here to provide higher awareness, so I can realize that there is always a solution for every situation causing me concern in my life and in the world. Thank you, and it is so. Gabrielle, please guide me along my life journey, connecting me to my soul's pathway. Lead me through the changes that lie ahead and cleanse my emotions of negativity. Reveal to me the meaning of my dream so I may better understand myself and your messages. Dearest Archangel Gabriel, thank you for helping me to hear true divine messages that I can express through the written word. Thank you for giving me the courage, focus, and motivation to write. I welcome you to help me see divine order in my life. I welcome you to show me the way that will bring about the highest good for all people. My intuition to open. You are the giver of God's strength. I ask for the grace of a special power of the will. I present. Ready my resolution, renew my courage, comfort and console me in the problem, trial.
We can't quite hear you anymore.
Steady my resolution, renew my courage, comfort and console me in the problems, trials, and suffering of daily living. I put my confidence in you. Saint Gabriel, I ask you especially to guide me to my life's purpose and assist me in all forms of communication. Gabriel, I lovingly communicate as I follow my soul path. I thank thee for showing me my life's purpose and giving me a way to share this blessing with all that I encounter. Great Archangel Gabriel, the messenger from God, I call upon you. I pray for your help. I ask my humbleness. I ask with humbleness that you guide me through life. Help me find the right path in life and guide me safe and confident through that road. I ask you to speak to my heart and emotions so I will know which way I should go. Let me always choose the way that will lead me to love, peace, and kindness. I thank you, great Gabriel, for your great guidance and your patience.
Let us meditate then under the umbrella of the great Archangel Gabriel. That concludes this evening's presentation by the first choir on behalf of the Archangel Gabriel.
Yay!
Yay! Woo, 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 woo. Yeah. Thank you, Molly.
Very nice prayer at the end.
Nice prayer.
Gianjo says, Gabriel is the angel of our contact with the phenomenal world, the real problems of dealing with everyday life, where the rubber meets the road, a beautiful presentation of hope. And Mark Roach says, thank you all. It was very moving and beautiful. Very humbling and soothing at the same time. Simon says, indeed, very beautiful and very useful. Thanks, choir. And Mark Roche is very inspiring and encouraging.
Still,
and I say, working
yes.
with Gabriel was one of the funnest angels because it was different. It was very upbeat and very fun.
It's very enlivening, Tamara's saying, and it's just, I'm so amazed at the fundamentally different vibratory sensation with each angel. This mm-hmm. was so different. It was pleasant. It was, nice. And, you know, I love the flute playing. It was just perfect. Play. So anyway, wow.
Like Gabriel must be the angel of hip hop, among other things.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Upbeat, entertaining. I mean, that's they're just talking about hip hop, aren't they?
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Nice.
Tamara had a taste of Gabriel last night. She had a dream with a very tall figure in shadows and light. Who was teaching her to play the trumpet. Now that's pretty obvious. Yes.
But I woke up and I thought, okay, I'm learning the bass.
She woke up and she thought, I'm learning the bass, I'm learning the flute.
I really don't get this whole thing about a trumpet.
I really don't get this whole thing about a trumpet.
So I talked to my daughter this morning.
She talked to her daughter this morning.
I tell her the dream.
She told her the dream.
And she said, hey, maybe he's teaching you how to learn how to blow your own horn.
And the daughter says, hey, maybe he's teaching you how to blow your own horn. So that's a good thing for your daughter to remind you of.
Yeah.
And Janice says the horn of plenty for Thanksgiving is relevant. I love that bit about the signs, the signals and signs are everywhere. Like, why are these people honking their horns at me?
Yeah.
The geese, yeah, there you go.
You know, when I was, Molly posted something on Facebook, or was there was a, can you, what, how would you describe the, it was a sound, it was attributed to Gabriel at 432 hertz, and it was very powerful, and the way that it was presented was very, very nice. It was really nicely done. I don't know if you, did you see it? Really well done. You can go see it on her Molly Midway site. And I listened to it early this morning, and when I was listening to it, I thought, what does it mean to, when Gabriel, blow your horn, Gabriel, blow the walls down, right? And then the walls came tumbling down.
That's Joshua.
That was Joshua. He was also
but you mean it's probably related. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho.
Jericho, down the wall.
Sound?
Sound,
yeah. Yeah, and so when I thought, when I was listening to it, I thought that it was breaking down the walls of my own barriers.
And I thought it sounded like a siren for a tornado. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan. That was fun.
Thank you, Susan. Everybody's saying.
There's a couple more comments.
Okay.
Tiandra says, thank you, choir. Very joyful. Happiness says, great prayers. Thank you all.
Yeah.
And Gnostic Man says, very genuine and direct. I got a lot of visual shifts as I stared at David's face on the screen.
Yeah, really nice.
Thank you for coming. And if that's it, we'll call it a wrap. So we'll look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, same time, when we'll conclude our presentations with the Archangel Zadkiel and help move ourselves into the last chapters of the Hidden Work. And I thank everybody for coming, for all the work that's done and the exploration that we've been doing together. It's been great. Thank you all. See you in about a week.
Good night.
Thank you.